We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Amelia Benson. It's Thursday, May 1st, 2025. Yesterday, a bill was approved in the Illinois House Judicial Crime Committee to increase police training in handling sexual assault cases. The bill, called Anna's Law, intends to minimize further traumatization of victims by requiring officers to undergo specialized training programs. As a part of these programs, additional training would be required during an officer's probationary period, teaching them how to handle cases where they know the victim or the abuser. The bill is named after Anna Williams, who faced ridicule and mistrust upon coming forward as a victim of sexual assault. Williams said, quote, "The detective working on my case lied on my statements, and it was brushed off when I mentioned it to the chief," end quote. The bill received some pushback from GOP members with ties to law enforcement, who argued that increased training could be a burden to new officers. Despite this, the House committee passed the bill unanimously, with a 15-0 vote. The bill will now move to the House floor, where it will be discussed by lawmakers in the upcoming weeks. In other Illinois news, a proposed bill heading to the Illinois House could lift the minimum detainment age of minors from 10 to 12 years old. State lawmakers in favor of the bill have said raising the detainment age allows youths a second chance, instead of early criminalization setting the tone for their young lives. The measure would require youth services to find alternate forms of rehabilitation and research into raising the detention age to 14. Senate Bill 1784 passed out of the State House Judiciary Criminal Committee on a 9-6 vote Tuesday night, after previously passing out of the Senate 33-17. A House vote has not been scheduled yet. Taking a closer look at a university RSO. The Circular Fashion Expo is hosting CFE7, with festivities starting tomorrow. Tomorrow, there will be a clothing swap at the University YMCA from 4 to 8 p.m. The club has partnered with Students for Environmental Concerns to collect used clothing for the past few weeks. The point of the swap is to reduce the waste of clothing on campus and allow for one student's trash to become another student's treasure. Following this, the CFE runway will be on Saturday, starting at 5 p.m. at the Siebel Center for Design. RSOs like Blinked, Dressember, and TFN will all be participating in the runway performance. The theme for this year's show is the Anthropocene, and it is broken up into three separate acts. Act 1, Primeval, Act 2, Liminal, and Act 3, Forthcoming, each exploring a different facet of humanity's impact on the planet through fashion. Additionally, there will be a design competition where students submit and model their own clothing designs for a panel of judges. CFE emphasizes repurposing clothing, meaning that the clothes used on the runways are all sustainably sourced. This means that the clothing either comes from the model's closet or it is thrifted and ethically sourced. To top off CFE week, there will be an art installation gallery at the Siebel Center for Design on May 3rd from 3:30 to 7:30 p.m. and will remain on display through May 10th. The gallery features a dynamic blend of art and fashion created by student and CU artists, offering yet another way to experience sustainability, expression, and storytelling in the Anthropocene. Rounding things out with news from the world of high school sports. The Class 1A and 2A Illinois High School Association, or IHSA, baseball finals will be held at Illinois Field in Champaign from June 6th to the 7th. The IHSA initially planned to hold the finals at Dozer Park, home of the Peoria Chiefs. However, Major League Baseball scheduled games on the same day, and the mistake was caught too late. According to a release from IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson, efforts to resolve the scheduling conflict were unsuccessful. Though the venue change was disappointing, Anderson said that the IHSA is, quote, "fortunate to have another outstanding facility and host partner. in the Fighting Illini Athletic Department, and experienced Champaign-Urbana, willing to pitch in as hosts. End quote. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast is brought to you by Sean Farnsley, Peter Hansen, Emily Huffman, and Zaina Qureshi. For WPGU News, I'm Amelia Benson.